Come here often, cutie. Oh my god, it's just me. Relax. You looked so startled. Were you really expecting someone else to tug on your ear? Like, come on. That's my thing. Unless, of course, you're scared of little old me. Well, good then. I wouldn't want to actually scare you. A little shy startling is acceptable, though. Anyway, quite the turnout, huh? Yeah, I know. I love meeting everyone's family and kids. Darnell's finally getting the chance to show off his gorgeous wife. Look at him beaming. Yeah, I talked to her a little. She's a vibe. She has to be, though, to keep someone like Darnell in line. Exactly. But yeah, I also got to meet Chrissy's two oldest. Oh, and Harold's husband is really fucking cool. They're such a cute couple, honestly. Now I know where he gets his humor from. That's what I told him. He said, yeah, that sounds like him. And I swear the look Harold gave him. Yeah, Harold's great. Saved my ass personally more times than I can count. Anyway, what about you? Did you get your recommended allotment of mingling in? Good boy. I know Deborah will appreciate it. You know how they are about socializing and being one big family. Nothing. It's nothing. I just thought of something funny is all. Don't worry about it. Hey, I'm gonna get some more punch. Walk with me. Ugh. Is it too much to ask, hoping for someone to spike it already? I swear, people aren't fun anymore. You want some? Oh, hush. I'm already holding the ladle. Hey. I told you I had it. I'm more than capable of pouring punch in a cup, I assure you. You're so extra, you know that? Well, thank you. Fine. You're so sweet. What have I done to deserve such a good boy? There it is again. That little look. Oh, nothing serious. Just that little look you get on your face when I call you a good boy. Oh my god, you're so affected by it. I've had a hunch for a little while, but this definitely confirms it. I just wonder, is it the fact that you're being called a good boy? Or is it that I'm the one calling you a good boy? A little of both, huh? Okay, fair enough. I can respect that. It's really cute, honestly. Yeah. I don't know if you've noticed, but some people describe me as dominant. Never really thought too hard about it. But one thing I can say for sure is that I definitely have a taste for cute, shy submissives like you. Sweetheart, you didn't need to tell me you were. It's written all over you. I knew that the moment that I met you. You're soft-spoken and shy. You constantly check on me. You bring me little treats and gifts all the time. You'd trail after me like a little puppy all the time if you could. You love when I give you my approval. Especially when I give you praise. Never seen someone get so blushy and soft by just being told a good job on that article. Hey, I loved how you put together that PowerPoint. Excellent choice on that font, baby boy. God, that stammer is so cute. Is someone feeling a little nervous, huh? Sweetheart, you've got nothing to be nervous about with me. Truly. But I tell you what. How about we move over to file storage? That way we can chat more privately. I don't want to overwhelm you. Yeah? That's a good boy. Give me your hand. You heard me. And give me your hand. It'll help. And I also just want to know what your hand feels like in mine. That's more like it. I love parties, but sometimes it's nice to find somewhere quiet with company you enjoy, you know? Get away from all that noise and distractions. All right. No more dancing around it. You've got a thing for me, don't you? Oh, don't deny it. I've suspected for a while, just as much as I've suspected that you're a submissive. Whenever I wear those tight little skirts I love, my favorite pumps, I can feel your eyes burning on my long-toned legs. My tight blazers and tops threatening to burst a button up top. Ugh, don't get me started, actually. These tits look great, but make clothes shopping such a pain in the ass. Fitting for curvier girls sucks. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. And you're drooling a little bit. My point is, I think someone has a little bit of a crush on me. Looking away is the dead giveaway, sweetheart. It's okay. There's nothing to be shy about. And can you look at me, baby boy? Tell me. Spill those thoughts for me and tell me exactly how you feel about me. Can you do that? God, you're so fucking cute. Be my boyfriend, huh? I suppose I don't have anyone filling that position. I might be able to squeeze you in. You know, I don't know if you've noticed. There's a little something hanging over that doorway. Yeah, you see that? I forget what it's called. It's on the tip of my tongue. Red berries, green pointed leaves. What's it called? Holly? Red currant? Creeping dogwood? No, that's not it. I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't have much of a green thumb. I'm not good with plants. Mistletoe? Oh my god, I think you're right. Would you look at that? You know what happens to cute baby boys that get caught under mistletoe? They get kissed. Mm-hmm. How was that? Mm-hmm. Just like that. Mm-hmm. And like that. Mm-hmm. And like, well, I think you get the gist. But just in case. I love the feeling of your lips against mine. The cute little gasps and whimpers you let out. The way your heart is pumping so fast. You barely even know what to do right now, do you? Sweet thing, show me that you want me. Make me feel why your heart is thumping. Can you do that? That time, you kissed me. Good boy. Oh, you poor thing. I think you've wanted this just as badly as I have. Not think. No. I know you have, because the proof is pretty prominent. Judging by the swollen, throbbing bulge, I'd say. Really badly. Does that feel good? Me rubbing it through the fabric, teasing you. I can feel a wet spot growing, I think. No, that's definitely pre-cum. We don't want you to stain your pants too bad. Should I take care of that for you? Tell me what you want. Ask for it. Yes, please. God, you're so fucking sweet. I can't even. I have no idea how hard it's been to keep my hands off of you until now. Until I knew you felt the same way. God, I can't wait to have you in my mouth. To feel you. To taste you. You be a good boy now and keep those moans down, okay? We can't get caught here. Don't know if you can. Well, you'd better figure it out, because I'm not leaving here until I've sucked every last drop of cum out of these full balls. Use your hand if you have to. God, you fit so well in my mouth, sweetie. Feeling you get harder by the second in my mouth. Your delicious pre-cum coating my tongue. Desperate, muffled mouths and squirming as you try not to blow your load immediately. I imagine being able to see down my top and staring at my cleavage isn't helping very much now, is it? Should I undo a few more buttons to give you a better view? Will you be able to control yourself? I know it's so hard for you being so close to the edge. Yeah, you were throbbing and twitching so much it was hard not to notice. Even when I just gently traced the veins with my fingertips like this, you pulse and throb so hard for me. Do I really turn you on that much? Well, aren't you sweet? The feeling's mutual, sweetie. That's why I need you to hurry up and come in my mouth. I need it badly. I'm gonna touch myself while you thrust into my mouth, okay? I'm giving you permission to make yourself feel good. I can handle it. Give it to me, sweetheart. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so wet. My panties are already soaked. Lucky I moved my skirt when I did. You did this to me, sweetie. This is all you're doing. You're close. Good. I'm gonna stick my tongue out and milk you into my mouth. Don't hold back, sweetie. Shoot those thick, slutty ropes over my tongue. Coat my mouth with your hot, sticky seed. That's it. I can feel you getting there. Come for me. There you go. Good boy. You taste so good. God, I needed that so bad. You have no idea. You actually taste just as sweet as you are. Orgasm is a good look on you. You've got such a cute cum-drunk smile. Here, help me up. Come here. You did so good for me. But I'm gonna have to ask a little more of you, baby. I still need to come. Would you be willing to make me feel good with your mouth? Just like I did for you. That's my good boy. I knew that you'd love to please me. Oh, okay, sure. You can tell me anything. Really? Is that all? Oral is easy. Don't worry, there's nothing to be scared about. I'll walk you through it, sweetie. As worked up as I am, it won't take much. And we do need to hurry before we miss too bad. But other than that, no pressure. My skirt's still hiked up above my hips. So I'm just gonna pull these useless things down now. And now you can see how aroused and swollen my pussy is. How badly I need you. See how wet I am. How easily my fingers slip through my folds. Start by getting on your knees for me. Look up at me with those cute, innocent puppy dog eyes. Just like that. Oh, fuck. Now start with your lips. Kiss me. Tease me. Oh, fuck. God, yes. Just like that. God, I'm so sensitive. I hope you don't mind if I tangle my fingers in your gorgeous hair. Yeah, I bet you wouldn't. That's a good boy. Oh, fuck. just like that. Your tongue is so good. Don't stop. Okay. I'm not far off. Now, I want you to show my clit some attention. Gently wrap your lips around it. Use your fingers to isolate it. Use your tongue for me. Oh, fuck. Yes. Just like that. God, you're a natural sweetheart. God, yes. Use your fingers too. Make me feel as good as I did for you. Oh, fuck. Jesus. Are you sure this is your first time? I'm gonna lean back against the shelf, otherwise my fucking legs are gonna give out. Wrap your arms around my soft thighs if you want. Oh, fuck. I'm getting so close, sweetie. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. I'm gonna come. Don't you stop what you're doing, okay? Don't change a thing. Just keep. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, God. It's been a while. I needed that. Someone certainly looks pleased with themselves. Did you enjoy that? Did I? I can barely live without my legs trembling, sweetheart. What do you think? You did amazingly well for me. Especially for your first time. I'd give you a 10. Full marks for you. Oh, I'm so proud of you, sweetie. Still so easily affected by my praise. I'll do my best not to take advantage of that. Not too much, anyway. Come here. Give me a kiss. We'll just catch our breath for a moment. Then we can leave one by one. After fixing our clothes, of course. Now I'm gonna need to go straight to the bathroom. And you're gonna need to wash your face too. Unless you want to smell like me all day. Well, there's the worst things to smell like, I suppose. But I don't know how our coworkers would feel about that. Oh, hush you. You know, we still are under the mistletoe. We've got no choice but to kiss a little more, huh? We don't make the rules, but we definitely shouldn't break them, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.